Good morning. A round of showers and embedded thunderstorms passed through a good chunk of interior New York and New England during the overnight period. This round of wet weather was once an area of severe weather over the Great Lakes, but things have diminished considerably as the rain showers and thunderstorms moved to the east. Still, most folks waking up with a wet ground and still some scattered showers around as a warm front makes an approach from the south and west. Today, that front will make it through the region, and despite lots of clouds, it'll be warmer, with highs in the lower to middle 70s on average. A cool front associated with the same system will pass through late today and this evening, and this will bring a chance for a scattered shower or thunderstorm across the region for the second half of the day today. If enough warmth and moisture builds up, we could see some of these storms on the stronger or even severe side, especially across southern parts of the Catskills, the lower Hudson Valley, and maybe even into southern parts of New England, south into New Jersey. Overnight tonight, skies will become partly cloudy and temperatures will be back down into the 50s. We'll begin a drying trend, which will arrive just in time for the weekend. And for the Saturday afternoon forecast, we'll look for a mix of sun and clouds and a breeze with highs reaching just about 70. Mostly sunny skies with high pressure in control on Sunday as highs reach into the upper 60s. It looks like the high will dominate for one more day on Monday, bringing us a mix of sun and clouds and highs back into the lower 70s before another storm approaches from the south and west for the day on Tuesday, bringing back the chance of rain into the region and highs staying in the mid-60s. Leftover showers will linger into Wednesday and Thursday of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for the central and northern plains southeastward into the mid-Mississippi and Ohio valleys. A slight risk of severe thunderstorms also possible for portions of the southern plains, and also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for the central Appalachians, mid-Atlantic, into southern New York. A moist and unstable air mass will persist south of a front from the central plains eastward through the Ohio Valley, with the stronger instability expected over the plains and Mississippi Valley region. The potential will exist for storms to develop along old boundaries across the Ohio Valley and along the front farther west over the central plains as the heating of the day increases. And in the mid-Atlantic region into the southern Catskills, the air mass will become moderately unstable and storms will likely increase in coverage and intensity today. A belt of stronger mid-level winds will accompany the southward moving impulse of energy, and the combination of these elements may become sufficient for a threat of damaging wind and large hail. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Champaign, Illinois at 5:53 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. The last report of hail was at Chicago, Illinois at 9:20 p.m. Eastern Time last night. There were 95 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Rough River Lake, Kentucky. The 92-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 1968 by 5 degrees. There were two daily record lows at Lewisburg, North Carolina. It was 26 degrees, and this is 4 degrees colder than the old record set in 1963. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility, light rain and fog, 43 degrees, with a west-southwest wind at 30 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 1 above zero. In Albany on the hour, 5 miles visibility and fog, otherwise cloudy skies and 54 degrees, the dew point 53, 97% relative humidity, a south wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.93 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 102 degrees at Childress, Texas, to a low of 21 at Conrad and Drummond, both in Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-70s, Boston cloudy with a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo partly sunny, a scattered shower with highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 62 degrees, the low 50, the average temperature 56, that's 2 degrees above normal. Another 38 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, bringing the monthly total to 1.08 inches, which is 76 hundredths above normal, and 8.85 inches for the year, which is 2.64 inches of rain below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 66 degrees. The average low, 44. The record high, 91, set in 1944, and the record low, 28, in 1985. Sunrise this morning was at 5:45 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8 p.m. 14 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm, and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog, lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy today, scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm, with highs in the mid-70s, becoming partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy today with scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm this afternoon with highs in the lower 70s, becoming partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy around 70, mostly sunny Sunday in the upper 60s. Sunshine giving way to a mix of sun and clouds Monday in the lower 70s, mostly cloudy with rain likely Tuesday in the mid-60s, and scattered showers Wednesday and Thursday staying in the middle to upper 60s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.